Good morning, and welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. This is the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. I'm your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. Today, coming from you from the National Cyber Summit in Huntsville. So there's just going to be a little echo in the background. You might hear people talking, but that's okay. I'm doing this kind of early, so it's pretty quiet here in the vendor area. So I am sitting at the Quantum Research booth. Quantum is, for those who don't know, is my main employer, and so they allowed me to set up my podcast stuff here, so I appreciate that. The Cyber Guy podcast coming in the coming weeks, we'll have interviews from a variety of people that stop by the booth here to talk about what they do, different cyber things, and we talked about everybody about what AI is and what they think it is and where it's going, so look forward to that. So we got four news articles this morning. I hope that maybe the purpose of this particular conference would be to solve all cybercrime worldwide. Clearly it did not, because here we are with some cyber news issues. So first one from darkreading.com. As always, the articles referenced in this podcast will be in the show notes if you would like to read them further, because I'm only going to read brief parts of these particular articles. So this is Jai Vijayan reporting. FBI CISA issue joint warning on Snatch ransomware as a service. Snatch is in quotation marks. Cybersecurity advisories from the FBI and the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency are usually a good indication that a particular threat merits priority attention from organizations in the crosshairs. That would appear to be the case with Snatch, in square quotes, a ransomware as a service operation that has been active since at least 2018 and is the subject of an alert this week from the two agencies. The alert warned of the threat actor targeting a wide range of critical infrastructure sectors, including the IT sector, the U.S. Defense Industrial Base, and the food and agriculture vertical, the most recent attacks happening in June. Now, those are the most recent attacks they know of. Chances are pretty good that this particular ransomware as a service operation has hit a bunch of other entities that just haven't reported, haven't identified it, don't know what it is. So, unfortunately, the advisory did not offer any explanation for the timing this week, especially considering the fact that the threat actor has been around for nearly 5 years. Good point there. But Michael Mumkogla, sorry about that, CEO of the co-founder of Cardinal Ops, thinks it might be connected to Snatch's operations ramping up efforts over the past year. And probably since they're targeting critical infrastructure entities, then obviously that's going to be a problem. What the malware does is noteworthy for how it forces Windows systems to reboot into safe mode midway through the attack chain so it can encrypt files without being detected by antivirus tools. Interesting way to go, because the antivirus tools do not run in safe mode. It's a feature that security observers or researchers at Sophos, one of the first security vendors to track the ransomware, believe the threat actor added sometime toward the end of 2019. Now, here's the interesting thing. Why the advisory now? It's 2023. They knew that it was doing this in 2019. That's just, again, poor intelligence provisioning, right? If we are going to figure out how to deal with all of these different type of threat actors, different type of threat mechanisms, the intelligence needs to be pushed out quicker when it's discovered. So this is certainly a problem that we need to continue to look at. So that's from Dark Reading. You can go there and read more about that. This is also from Dark Reading, because I thought this was interesting. This is more of a opinion piece, but I like the title, so I figured I'd go with it. It's by Nate Nelson, and it's called "Will Generative AI Kill the Nigerian Print Scam?" We can all hope that the Nigerian print scam would die, but this is an interesting way to look at it. So it was nearly two decades ago that Weldong Zhu, a 38-year-old Harvard professor, was arraigned at Roxbury District Court in Massachusetts. Sitting behind a plexiglass barrier, wearing a leather jacket and a large, thin-rimmed aviator glasses, he faced a cash bail of $600,000. Zhu had taken in a six-figure sum by promising 35 of his friends, students, and associates he was raising money for SARS research. One of those 35 even remortgaged his house to help out, but in the end, Zhu sent the entirety of it to a Nigerian email scammer. Well done, Harvard professor. The Harvard professor never received the $50 million he was promised in return. In years since, his story has served as a parable for those who think they're too smart to fall for a simple scam. So let me get down to where the generative AI is. So he talks about advanced ski themes. You can read more about what advanced fee schemes are. But here's how generative AI could boost the advanced fee scam. Like many, Schaefer, who was quoted early in the article, says ChatGPT sees it as an inflection point in history. I'm convinced that generative AI is going to affect everything, every form of communication, every way that people think about the world and communicate with each other, and the lifelong English scholar predicts.
for all its positive uses, AI chatbots are already enabling cyber criminals to more quickly write more convincing phishing material. Folks like Mrs. Rita Dominic stand to benefit greatly. Again, that's someone referenced earlier. So that's an interesting article to talk about, you know, how generative AI is going to affect the scamming world. It's just going to make it easier to do. And again, I just note this for your particular notifications. You can read it, see what's interesting. It's an interesting, it's a lengthy article. If I read it all, it would take a whole lot of time. So I just think it's interesting and not unsurprising that obviously generative AI is going to do a host of things. It's going to create the ability for scammers to better write their scam emails. However, if you get one, you can take the text in the scam email, run it through ChatGPT, and ask ChatGPT two things. Did you write this email, and is it a scam email? And you can actually do due diligence through ChatGPT to offset some of this stuff. Again, but part of this is going to come down to education and letting more people know about how to do this and how it works and stuff like that. So again, darkreading.com if you want to see that. From the Hacker News, beware, fake exploit for WinRAR vulnerability on GitHub infects users with VenomRat. So WinRAR is an decrypting application. It's been around for a long time. I use it all the time. When you get zip files and stuff like that, or RAR files, or any kind of file that's kind of compressed, WinRAR can uncompress it for you. It's not encrypted. It's not encryption. Sorry. It's a compressing and decompressing tool. So anyway, a malicious actor, let me make this a little bigger so I can read it, released a fake proof of concept exploit for a recently disclosed WinRAR vulnerability on GitHub with the aim to infect users who download the code with VenomRat malware. So what they're doing basically is the bad guy, there's an exploit that is known within WinRAR for a vulnerability that exists on GitHub. This guy made a fake proof of concept exploit that if you download it to utilize it to offset the vulnerability, you get malware infected on your computer. Honestly, brilliant plan by the bad guy. But again, something that you need to really pay attention to. So the fake POC meant to exploit this WinRAR vulnerability was based on a publicly available POC script that exploited a SQL injection vulnerability in an application called Go Server, which is tracked as CVE-2023-25157. While bogus POCs have become a well-documented gambit for targeting the research community, the cybersecurity firm suspected that the threat actors are opportunistically targeting other crooks who may be adopting the latest vulnerabilities in their arsenals. Awesome. This is bad guy on bad guy crime. And here's what I like to say about that. So I hope it works for getting other criminals hacked up. So anyway, so there's that Hacker News. And lastly, from the AP today, this is International Criminal Court says cybersecurity incident affected its information systems last week. Now, will this affect you generally? No. It's going to affect anybody probably listening to this? No. But it's interesting just to show that the depth and breadth of what bad guys are targeting and what they're looking for. So the International Court, actually, who reported this? This is, it's like no author listed here. So this is just the AP. From The Hague, the International Criminal Court said Tuesday, that it had detected anomalous activity affecting its information systems last week and took urgent measures to respond. It didn't elaborate on what it called a cybersecurity incident. Well, I think we can all guess. Probably ransomware would be my guess, obviously. Court spokesman Fadi El Abdallah said in a written statement that extra response and security measures are now ongoing with the assistance of authorities in the Netherlands, where the court is based. Looking forward, the court will, whatever, who cares? The court declined to go into any more detail about the incident, but said that as it continues to analyze and mitigate the impact of this incident, priority is also being given to ensuring that the core work, yeah, whatever. All right, so basically they got hit by ransomware. Let's be honest, this is what this is. We will never know it because you will never see another article on this particular intrusion, but it just goes to show bad guys are hitting everybody they can, wherever they can, with whatever they can, and ransomware continues to hit everyone worldwide, and it goes to show individuals, regardless of where you're at, just don't want to share intelligence on stuff, because it would be really great to know what is the incident, how did it get in, what systems did it impact, and what are other indicators of this particular intrusion, because then other courts, I'm sure there's other international court types and other just regular court systems that use similar systems to the International Criminal Court, similar IT systems, could then harden and protect their data. Yet here we are, no one sharing information. That would really be great if they could. All right, that's going to do it for the news today. Four quick stories. You can go read more about them if you're so inclined. If you have questions, thoughts, comments on the podcast, feel free to hit me up, Darren at thecyberguy.com. You can follow me on LinkedIn, on Substack, on Instagram, on Facebook, all those things. At The Cyber Guy, I had an interesting, a quick little Substack article about conferences yesterday that tomorrow's deep dive. Friday's not going to be a deep dive Friday. It's going to be news opinion Friday. So I'm going to have an opinion piece tomorrow on cybersecurity conferences. Come back and check in for that. Other than that, enjoy the rest of your Thursday. I forgot to mention today, it is Thursday, January 21st. I'm getting this out a little later because I had to come into the conference and record it and push it out. So I'm going to push it out as soon as I can download it and upload it to my podcast provider. So it should be on all your feeds. Actually, if you're reading it, you already got it. So we're all good to go. We will talk again on Friday. Have a great Thursday.
CyberSmart Morning News is written and produced by CyberGuy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren at thecyberguy.com or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.